return to our present circumstances. We are escaping for our lives. The present cave we have slept in two nights. It is a place which was inhabited in the time of the famine over 20 years ago. We have gone on to another place this morning. Last night we slept in the open air under the rocks. The place we have come to today is a very secluded spot where we hope to remain till all is over. If the Boxers come to the hills in search of us, they might find us, but we are in the Lord's hands to do with us as He seemeth best. We have done what we can in trying to hide away, and now we wait, hoping that this time of tribulation may soon pass away. The last few days we feel we have been like Abram, who went out not knowing whether he went, also like pilgrims and strangers, with no certain place of abode. I cannot tell you how I feel these days. It seems as if one were in a dream out of which one almost dreads to come, because of what has happened during this time since we have been shut off from communications of others. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Pete are very kind and good to us. It is nice that we are with them. It is trying for the children to be shut up so and only able to speak in a whisper. We know that after this time of trial, China will be a very different land. Truly, the foundation of the church has been laid by blood. We know not at present how many lives have been laid down either of foreigners or natives. What these rulers and governors will have to answer for, one cannot say. One can only say God ruleth over all, and He must have some wise purpose in allowing all this to come to pass. One feels for some things that it would be nicer to be taken and be with so many who have laid down their lives. But for the dear ones who may read this, and for the sake of the many heathens who are still without Christ, one would like to stay for further service. The Lord is keeping one's heart in perfect peace during this time of trial. We have heard that the people are coming, so we are going home to our heavenly home. There I shall see you. Do all repent and meet me there. I have no time for more. The will of the Lord be done. Your loving sister, Georgia. Last letters and further records of the martyred missionaries of the China Inland Mission, dated 1901. Part 2. Nestling among the hills near the western borders of Shaanxi, about 30 miles from Shaijiu, is the little city of Tangning, Great Peace. The majority of the people are simple-hearted folk, and although other parts of the province were ablaze with the Boxer craze, peace continued here. Writing long after trouble had broken out elsewhere, Miss Edith Nathan said, "I believe we shall be quite safe here as regards the Tangning people, but if outsiders come, the case may be altered." The outsiders did come, and somewhat long letters from the two Nathan sisters, Pastor Chang's letter which follows, and the painful story as told by Mrs. Ogren on page 65, shows how the Boxer fury wrought upon an otherwise peaceful neighborhood. On July 12th, the three ladies, Miss Edith Nathan, Miss May Nathan, and Miss Mary Haseman had to flee. After long and anxious hiding, they were at last caught, and on August 13th, they were put to death. The following letters speak for themselves. From Miss Edith Nathan's last letter. July 12th. This morning, the pastor, native, arrived and advised that we should go to the villages. Truly our hearts were sad to think of having to leave Tangning and not know when we should return. We started off at about 7:30 for MUH-IEN, and with hearts very sad, one hardly knows when we shall go back again, I hope very soon. My heart bleeds for the Christians, and I feel they will indeed have to suffer much. It makes one very sad to think of what it may mean, but we do ask that they may not fall away and deny the truth. And yet, one would not be surprised if they did. The test of that, or being killed, is very great, and they may recant. One does hope not. We arrived here soon after 1 o'clock. All the Christians seemed glad to see us. but were very distressed about the thought of persecution and the death of the HSIAO-I ladies, Miss Whitchurch and Miss Cyril. May God keep them all from evil. One knows that all things work together for good for those who love Christ. And this war with China must, in the end, prove a blessing. It may put the government on a different footing. One knows not what may come, and our hearts are sick and sad. But we know our God is able to deliver, and He has given us promises from His word. And I will save thee. Here all is peace, but all know of troubles, and any day we may have to go further away. In the evening we had letters from Ping Yang Fu. Truly these child boxers are devilish and a device of the devil. We in England know little of what the power of Satan can do over the mind of a child. God deliver us from a like fate. The Mandarin has ordered our teachers to leave the church. The rumors are terrible all around. After we had left the city, two teachers came and warned us to flee for a time until these children's boxers' affairs are over. I fear our Mandarin is unconcerned. Truly our help, if it is to come, cometh from the Lord our God. Deacon Lee is in charge at the city. I do trust no harm will come to him. Our Christians are so good and do their best for us. But what are we against this great multitude? The Psalms are a comfort at this time. The 107th, the 34th, the 91st. In fact, all are just full of promises, and our God cannot fail. We hear 18 warships have arrived, but are struck off Fuking. This may be true. Poor China. Many of the Christians in our districts are putting up their idols, and we hear of two women binding up their feet to avoid detection. This is that they may escape, for these two would never deny their Lord. Sunday, July 15th. In spite of our hearts being troubled and not knowing what to do, this has been a happy day. All our nearer Christians have come from their homes to see us and sympathize with us in our difficulties. Women even coming. And it is good to see how some are truly willing to suffer for the Lord, if it comes to that, rather than deny Him. Yes, the Lord has given us His own joy and peace at this time. All are so willing for us to come to their homes, should we be hardly pressed, not realizing nor minding that our presence might endanger them. One's heart has been cheered and comforted by their presence and tokens of love. One brought a fowl, and another some wheat. Our dear old pastor came. It is so good to have him. His face is full of light and brightness, not born of earth, but from constant looking into his master's face. He told us that in answer to the question, would he protect us, which he had asked the Mandarin, he had replied, I won't undertake the responsibility. If they like to leave, they can leave. If they stay, they stay. It is not my affair. I will not injure them. I happened to say to the pastor, we are pitiful. He said, there is one to care for you better than all the earthly magistrates. I felt condemned, for our God is our Heavenly Father and lives and cares for us. He will save. We think and wonder in what way our deliverance will come. Every way seemed blocked. We have faithful men with us. Hoy says he will never leave us while he can be of help. The Petes are even in a worse position than we are. They are more in number, and things are in a worse state at Saichio. They have invited us up there, but they are expected to flee any day. The governor of the province, YU-HSIEN, hates us foreigners and has issued a proclamation to the effect that we are all to be exterminated. He does not want one of us. This is the reason that none of the magistrates are able to protect us. I can write thus, for when you get this letter, we shall have been delivered, or we shall have gone to see the king in his beauty. We have often read of people being captives and of such things, but it is very different to being in the position oneself and not knowing what a day may bring forth. Shall we, Shangxi workers, ever meet together again? Not in unbroken numbers, certainly. Two have earned a martyr's crown, and perhaps even more of whom we have not heard. One at least, in TAI-YUAN-FU. Monday, July 16th, 1900. After breakfast and prayers, the old pastor came and said that they had had word that there were 500 soldiers in the city, so we had better go further in case they came. We thought this was a false alarm. As a man had said the night before, he had heard of this, but had gone to the city and found it not true. Nevertheless, we went off to Tong Men. Here we arrived, it began to rain, and continued most of the day. We went to KUAN-S. He was very kind. In the afternoon, we went to sleep in the straw shed. It was a nice place and a soft bed. Just before dark, it let off raining, and we came back again. And very glad we were, too, for our beds. We found that KENG-IU had gone. He was frightened, so went home. Of course, this time is trying. We know not what a day may bring forth. And it is a strange sensation to be running or hiding away from people who want to kill or injure you. One does not know how it will all end and how relief will come and when. We think and imagine this and that, whether we must wait until the war is over or whether something may be done to release us missionaries. But we do know that the Lord will undertake. I remember the day before I left England for China, at the communion service at 2 Herland Road, a remark of Mr. Castle's, now bishop, in his address, "The Lord's time is never too late." We think, why not now deliver us? But we know he will deliver. We feel we can pray that the allied armies may overcome, for this is a righteous war and for a right cause. Our word yesterday was a help. For the Lord your God, he it is that fighteth for you, as he hath promised you. Wednesday, June 17. This morning we were doing some needlework outside in the courtyard, when from above we heard voices, and then Deacon Lee's voice saying, "Peace, teacher." We were so delighted to see dear old Lee, and he us. He told us the news was good, and we quickly opened Mr. Pete's letter and read it. He said how until yesterday he had expected to fly, but an unofficial dispatch had just arrived at the Yemen's saying we were to be protected. It is not a very favorable document, but vastly different to the former one, which was to exterminate all foreigners. We have had quite a number of visitors. Pastor Chu has come, and Deacon HSU. Could you but see our Christians and their love to us, you would think as we do, or I do. It is quite worthwhile coming to such a pass to find out how much they love us. Last night, some of the men almost cried because they wondered what they would do if we all went south. How we long for news from the homeland and wonder when we shall get letters. We know how sad all your hearts will be for us as you hear news of the war and perhaps our difficulties. But the Lord is working. We feel sure he is indeed fighting for us. He will save. He will deliver us from every evil, and may he comfort your hearts in the homeland. The Christians are all bringing us presents. Today we have had 3 fowls, heaps of eggs, and some sugar candy. On Sunday, some wheat, a fowl, and eggs. Truly our people are dear to us. It does gladden our hearts when we see their love. Our labor is not in vain, and those whom I have especially helped are now giving it back tenfold. Friday, July 20. We have heard that the Pingyangfu people started for the coast on July 13. Now we can get no news from them for perhaps months. They have left silver for us, so yesterday I sent off 2 strong and daring young men to fetch them. Theirs will not be an easy task, but we believe the Lord will deliver them from all evil men and bring them back to us in safety. In all, 50 or more of our Shangxing missionaries have now left for Hankou, and we who remain are indeed but a weak little company. If staying is possible, I have no desire to go south. No one never knows when we may return, and half my heart would be left behind with our dear natives. It is wonderful, the peace which the Lord is giving us, for though we know not what a day may bring forth, we are resting and do not feel a bit afraid. The Lord's promises are so reassuring. I will help you. I will save you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Some letters we tried to send to Heng Cao have all come back. No messenger will take letters. Everyone who has the last appearance of a messenger is stopped and searched. In sending letters about, they are hidden in the linings of the men's clothes. We often think of you all at home and trust you are not over anxious. We do feel you are indeed being severely tried and know when the news of the death of Miss Whitchurch and Miss Cyril gets to England, and also when you hear of the arrivals of so many at the coast and our names are not among the number, you will feel very anxious. We long for letters and news of the outside world. All we hear is from Yemen, and half of it we cannot believe. They tell us so many lies to forward their own ends. Saturday, July 21st. After I had written the above, Pastor Chu arrived and stayed the night. He went off early this morning. He also went to a village 5 li off to comfort the Christians' hearts. As yet, we do not know what sort of a proclamation the official has posted up in the city. Today, it is very hot indeed. Nothing has occurred one way or another, but I feel to write daily will please you all if you are not too tired to read such sheets. This morning I prepared a service for tomorrow. My text, choose you this day whom you will serve, and what serving Jesus may mean to the Christians in the future. From Miss May Nathan's last letter, we almost knew the protection we had from the government was forced, not a free will, nor an honest desire to treat her guests with fairness and provincial hospitality. But now the clouds have gathered, the night of storm has come, and who knows who will see the dawning of the morrow of the speedily hastening new China. The day before yesterday, we heard the boxes had arrived at a place 90 li from Xingqiu, and we have sent a map up to the latter place to gain particulars. The following day, Mr. Ho, our teacher, saw a poster on the street referring to schoolboys. He read it, recognized in it ambiguity, its importance, so copied it down and came back to the station and read it to us and the pastor. It was an incitement to form in Tangning the children's witchcraft band to hurt us. It is a difficult matter to explain this Boxer movement, utterly incomprehensible, except on the spot. It seems that children from 11 to 15, boys, are worked up to a frenzy of evil by men skilled in such works of old called wizards. These men are the agents and their pupils' media for carrying out their master's devices. The initiation consists of learning several signs from their masters. Each finger has a special meaning. They are, when ready to work, just maddened. When they fall down, that is the sign that they are ready. They fall down in a kind of fit, arise up to do whatever they are set on to. It is really spiritualism in extreme. We decided to pack up what we could and escape into the villages amongst the Christians. Our villages are some distance from the city and mostly up and about the mountains, with a good lookout and consisting of just a few families in each. If any evil hands came along, we hope to be warned and flee to the next village and so on. We packed that we could in our bed bags of clothing and books, etc., left the most part of our things in boxes, locked up, and trust that they may be saved. If not, well, it doesn't matter much. It is wonderful how very unimportant it seemed our belongings were. There was really nothing I seemed to cleave to. If our lives are spared, we shall only be too thankful. We didn't get to bed before 1 in the morning. I scarcely slept a quarter of an hour and rose at 3:15. One cannot sleep well these days, and it is not to be wondered at. Our card was sent to the Yemen this morning, but the Mandarin was not up, so we still thought it best, guided by our dear faithful pastor, to stick to our original plan and come, for a few days at least, to the villages. The card, again, will be taken later on by Deacon Lee, who has agreed to stay and keep the door at Tengni. N.B., the card has not been taken again. It is no good. The Mandarin has had a royal command to get rid of foreigners. So we left, first sending off messengers to K-I-H-C-H-E-O and Sai Chuo. We had just a verse of him in prayer. The dear old pastor piped his eyes, as did several I didn't then, and haven't since. And so we mounted our top heavy steeds and left the city quietly about 7:30 a.m. Arriving here about 2 p.m., traveling in the noontime heat, we stayed on the road for a drink of millet gravy and again had some questionable water at a little village, and glad indeed we were to arrive. The people all seemed very glad to see us. I think it will be better here than cooped up in the city like a rat in a hole with no chance of getting out if an affair should happen. But it is a strange experience, this being hunted for one's life. We have not come face to face with the trouble, but we have heard enough of the evil which is to be permitted to be wrought on foreigners through the Empress. So much for today. What will tomorrow bring? Today's daily light guided our footsteps with his promise. My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. Perhaps tomorrow it shall be, stirreth up his nest. July 13th, Alice's birthday. Many happy returns. We were aroused this morning, late for China, but early, as far as our feelings are concerned, by someone calling outside to us to get up, as he wanted us to go out of his house for breakfast. So we arose and went. I am afraid the repast was not very appeasing, just native bread with a little saucer of bean sprouts to pick at between us and half a basin of dish water to drink, the water which served to steam the bread, which had a horrid taste, the water I mean. We came back soon after, feeling very flat and tired, but after we had got some hot water and made some tea, we felt better. I scrawled some chicks on a piece of paper to the amusement of some little children who clustered around and sketched some caves in the yard where we are staying. July 14th. We are safe here, while we write, but nowadays, who can tell how long? Of course, the city people know we are here. We may have to go on to another or other villages. Who knows? Two city gentlemen called on Thursday after we left the city and suggested it would be best for us to escape to the villages for a bit, as they wouldn't like to see the missionary ladies who had been there 5 years hurt. A man who put away his idols in the autumn last year is one of the leaders against us and is teaching the devil's tricks to the children. I wonder whether you will ever see these brief notes. It is so uncertain, so hard to write, but if there is a possibility of your hearing of us, or perhaps our last days, one cannot but write, and one does not but know which may be our last day. I feel so unfit to go, have done so little. Can it be that I must go soon into the presence of the King? I would rather wait a bit, but nothing can separate from the love of Christ, and he will forgive. Of course, we are in peace comparatively today, but we are all living, as it were, on ground which may be rent asunder. As we say again and again, we have no help but God. If he doesn't open up a way, who can? Dear ones, will you ever hear of us again? We know how your hearts are going out to us, but help is so long in coming, and we know nothing really of affairs at coast. Can't trust Yemen's proclamations, but we know our times are in God's hands. Don't grieve as those without hope. Tuesday, July 17th, Sunday. We had a really good time. Pastor got in very early, and then heaps of Christians came in to welcome us and sympathize with us. They walked in from all the surrounding villages, men, women, young and old, and children not a few, quite like a small conference. Then in the afternoon, some others came along who had been keeping house while their sons came in the morning and talk. I should think they did. It was really worthwhile being in such a position to see how loyal the Christians were to us, and even some of the outsiders would be sorry to see any harm come to us. We are certainly in a better place than most other foreigners, being amongst such simple, loyal, God-fearing men. Yesterday we had the cry of wolf, for directly after breakfast and prayers about 8 a.m., a little boy, our former cooks, ran in and said heaps of soldiers were in the city Tengning. We didn't know for what purpose they had come, if they had, so we just took our Bible, your photos inside, and set off to the next village with Mr. Ho, and immediately sent a young Christian down to the town to see, distance 50 li. We stayed at the village all day, as it poured with rain, and at 7 p.m. ran back. Oh, so glad to get back, for one was so weary sitting on the brick bed. In the afternoon, I found a shed full of straw, finally chopped up, and in spite of the natives' protestations, found a comfortable resting place. But they immediately cleared out an empty cave and put a clean mat on the K-A-N-G. And we thought, as it rained so, we should have to stop all night, and they were borrowing bedding for us to sleep on. But then Molly felt poorly, so we made that an excuse to go home, arriving in the dark, so glad of a cup of tea, having had nothing to drink all day since breakfast, as tea in that village is an unheard-of luxury. Didn't our beds feel soft to our tired bodies? It seemed so funny to be running away, or rather walking. It was only a false alarm. Today rained again. I cut out an underjacket of white neck silk and occupied myself in making it. It is fearful to sit still and do nothing all day. The boy this afternoon came back from Tengning and said soldiers had arrived, but only just to inspire awe in the eyes of the wandering, unsettled evildoers. They will go back again in a few days. Certainly they had not come to hurt us. The children in Tengning, too, we heard, cannot learn the evil methods which children in other cities have learned. They can't do them. Truly God has answered our prayers and turned to nothing the devices of evil men. Not a hair of your heads shall fall to the ground is a promise which we can take for ourselves. The messengers had not returned from Pingyangfu yet, so we don't know the fate of our friends there. We are also daily expecting news of Sai Chiro. The arrival of the soldiers will perhaps scare evildoers there. We trust it will. July 18th. Sky grows clearer. Today, messenger in from Sai Chiro with copy of proclamation which had been issued from Empress to the effect that if the foreigners behave themselves quietly in the stations, their lives would be spared, but all Christians must recant. This proclamation is decidedly more lenient than the one of last Wednesday, which said all foreigners, as they had behaved so badly, in spite of the patience of the crown for so many years, were to be annihilated. Of course, the news that a shot fired 60 li from Tinsin had penetrated the palace at Peking may have a good deal to do with bringing about the more lenient proclamation. Our natives, quite ignoring the unfavorable cause with regard to themselves, are almost dancing with joy. Deacon Lee himself ran up 50 li from the city with the news, saying he was delighted and exceeding glad, and his old face was all smiles. Deacon H.S.U. also ran in from his village with a chick and some barley sugar. He was followed by Pastor Chu with some real big eggs, of which he was very proud, presented us by his mother. Everyone always speaks at the top of his voice, so there is quite a commotion when anything arrives. My little sheep, the servant's name in Chinese, has made bread and sponge cake and sent it. He has never made a cake before, only seen it made, but he did it very well. We entertained the teacher, pastor, and deacons with it at tea this afternoon. They enjoyed sugar in theirs, quite a treat for them. Li has been busy in storing away all our things in boxes in various places and hiding them, mixing all our things up together. He quite enjoys the idea of our sorting them out when we go back. July 19th, nothing much has happened since yesterday. This morning, Pastor Chang came in just after Pastor Chu departed, looking like a small mountain under his big blue umbrella. The two pastors are such a contrast in every way, both truly pillars of grace, but as different as chalk and cheese. This afternoon, my sheep came up from Tangning. I was so glad to see him. He brought up a basket of things for Mrs. Pete, which she had sent us from Xinjiang, bread and 2 big cakes, a little pot of strawberry jam, and a bottle of Laibei, and a tin of gingerbread biscuits. Wasn't it thoughtful of her? They are still in peace in Saichio, and we are hoping things have passed the crisis. It was nice to hear the sheep himself say how Ellis was, whom he had seen at the Fu. So ill and wan she looked, scarcely ate food. I think this will tell on her nerves, all these trying experiences. July 20. No news outside. Spent the day in reading, working. In the afternoon, a lot of the women and children came, and oh, Chinese children are tiresome. They howl and yell, and their mothers smack them hard. They howl the more. They roll in the dusk and kick and scream, a regular bedlam. The mothers and aunts and sisters and cousins sit all round on the floor. The flies are very numerous. We lie down for 2 hours in the middle of the day and sleep a little. We get up early, about 6, sometimes before, so the day seems long. Get to bed about 9:30. July 21st, no news. Just going on here as usual. We eat and drink and sleep. A chicken ran at my legs because she thought I was going to tread on her little baby chicks. I finished my under jacket today and spent the rest of the time in putting on pockets to jackets which had many pockets. One can't settle much to anything, as one is always wondering what will happen next. What will be the end? Some of the weak Christians, fearing persecutions, are even now putting up idols in their houses and taking down the almanacs. It is as yet only the weak ones, who perhaps never were really of the true church. July 22nd. Yesterday I wrote no news. Today I wish I could write the same, but it cannot be. Yesterday morning the pastor came in. We were rather surprised, as the day before he had been in, but on inquiry it was said all was well at Tangning. So we had tea and afterwards our usual foreign Saturday prayer meeting. Then we were thinking of having evening prayers. I delayed a bit to come, and Edith met me and said, all the Young's party are killed. I said, what? In high falsetto. It was such a shock. I wanted to cry, but the pastor said, don't. So I sat as in a dream while he read out the letter saying how that last Tuesday, July 17th, Mr. and Mrs. Young, Mr. and Mrs. McConnell, and child Kenneth, Miss King, and Miss Burton had left Ho Tings, or some near village, on their way to Yellow River, which was close by, where they hoped to take boats for the south. Early in the morning they met a party of men who said they would conduct them over the river. In a little while, Mr. McConnell, who well knew the road, saw that they were going wrong and said so. Then they arrived at some lonely place near the riverbed, and the men said, all get down. Whether from donkeys or litters, we don't know. Your time has come to die. This is your place. They dismounted, and all knelt down, and Mr. Young prayed. The robbers said to the mule drivers, take your things and go. We don't want to hurt you. They went. They killed all of them and one Chinese attendant, and stole all their things, and took off the 2 horses belonging to Mr. Young and Mr. McConnell. That is all we know about it. 7 people quickly hurried away to heaven. They might have done so much for the Lord in China, all of them young. The 2 girls came up with me. One, Elizabeth Burden, waited 5 years to come to China, being engaged to Mr. Brewer, who has just gone home this spring on furlough. And Annie King was indeed just full of joy and brightness. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Young, I don't know how to write about them. Lately, I was staying with them at KIH-CHEO, just at beginning of June. You know, I spent some 6 weeks there last autumn, while Mr. Young was a little while itinerating. They were always so kind to me. I was at Tintising on their wedding day last year, and now married a little over a year. They will have their long honeymoon in heaven. The first friends of mine who have died, and oh, such a death, it makes one shudder. Hacked at with knives, I suppose. The robbers, for such they were, would never have dared to attack them if the Empress had not issued a proclamation saying that foreigners would be exterminated. They would never have dared to kill so many. Oh, it is sad, sad, such variable lives. And who will be the next? Perhaps we shall, for why?